Hello, my audio boo friends. It is February 4th. This is my, it feels like my 17th audio boo of the day, when in reality it is, my fourth, I think. So I went out and ran a few errands this morning, and I came back, and I picked on one of my errands was to pick up my PDX Roland snare trigger that I bought off of eBay from a guy who lives, he lives not too far from me, actually. It's funny. I just noticed his address here. All right, so this is basically the unboxing. I'm going to do this. I'm just about to drop my phone. All right, let's see if I can... the cats seem to be sure curious about what's going on with this box here. I must say it's very well packed. I have to get a knife in here and really cut the scotch tape, packing tape that the guy used. There we go. See if I can open up this part of it and see what this thing looks like. Wow. He's making me work for this. All right. Let's see if there we go. All right. Okay. So far, so good. I'm just about to get to the PDX here. Oh, I see a little bit of it. Kind of exciting. Sorry about the sounds and everything. Okay. He's got some foam in here. Let's open it up. It looks a lot smaller than I thought it would be. Wow, much smaller than I thought it would be. Okay, it's a little bit scuffed up. Some stick marks on it, but the mesh seems good. And, the jack is there. Output. It's a bit scratched, but not too bad. And that's it. I don't have anything else in there. There's something here. I'm not sure what this is. FedEx small pack. I don't know what that's doing in there. That's funny. I guess he just threw in whatever he could. And French newspaper, some... Okay, no, that's it. No cables or anything, unfortunately. That's all right. I don't really care about the cables anyway. I think he might have been a smoker. Smell smoke in the... in the box. Anyway, I'm gonna go throw this in the recycling. I'm gonna cut it up later and remove all the addresses and everything. And all right. So unfortunately, at the moment, I can't try my trigger because I have to modify my DD65. The DD65 was never made to have external triggers. So what I'm gonna do probably later tonight or tomorrow, maybe during the day tomorrow, if I have a little bit more time, is I'm going to open up the DD65. Oh, actually, come into the garage with me, will you? We have to check something. Do I have a quarter-inch plug? Quarter-inch. Bear with me here. I'm just looking for a quarter-inch plug that I could install on the... on the DD65, so I can plug in a regular quarter-inch cable, sort of your basic guitar cable, but it's got to be, it's got to be a stereo cable, because I won't have that, because all of my quarter-inch jacks are all mono, so I'm going to have to go out and buy a quarter-inch stereo jack, one that goes onto a cabinet, so with a little hole. And this way, because this snare trigger is a dual zone, if I'm not mistaken, the snare itself, the mesh, there's a trigger somewhere in there. I think that's it right there. I can see it. There's two of them. There's one for the edge, and there's the one in the middle for the actual drum. And the reason why there are two is you can do what they call Of course, now I'm rim shots. You can do a rim shot and, of course, the regular snare. So what this will also give me an idea is how the hardware works on these Rolands. Because, as I mentioned in another audio boo, in fact, I think it was the audio boo where I talked about this particular trigger that I bought. And this is cool because you can actually tune this thing with a key. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously the mesh would feel different. I don't see why it wouldn't make the sound any different. So, all right. So that's good. It's in all right shape. I mean, I've seen better. But for $80 for something that goes for about $270 in retail in the stores, roughly, that's a pretty good deal. I'm pretty happy with that. It's got a lot more surface area, definitely, than the DD65 snare trigger, and it'll definitely help me also with the feel, because it'll feel a lot better if I put it here on my. I'm just gonna just. Oh yeah, definitely feels. I don't know. I'm gonna try to get the microphone here closer to the mesh of the of this drum of the PDX8, and just listen to the bounce of the drumstick on the actual surface of this trigger. Okay, and now you can actually do things like I'm not sure what the technical name for this is, but basically as you bring the stick across the drum face, the mesh face, you make it bounce. So it sort of sounds like this. And you can actually do rolls doing that. So if every one of those rolls were to actually trigger the drum sound in my DD65, which I'm not sure it will. And that's where I was about to say, the next step going towards this is to build up a set of Roland V drums, buying used triggers, and then eventually buying the drum module itself. This could take 3 or 4 years for me to do. I'll end up spending a lot more than if I went out and bought just a set. But if I make them all out of mesh, with the cymbal triggers and everything, the dual zones, and then buy the TD4, probably all told, I'll be spending somewhere in the vicinity of, let's see, 400, 500, 600, 700, anywhere around $1,600 or $1,700 when all is said and done, when I've bought the frame to hold them and all the hardware, for something that right now would probably cost me $1,000, but right now I can't afford $1,000. So for the sacrifice, let's say, of spending more money, I do it over a longer, much longer period of time. And we'll see. I mean, I'm still, like I said, I can still use this with the DD65 as an external trigger. Now I just have to figure out how I'm going to hook this up. The unit is quite heavy, so I just can't put it on just anything. I have to either fashion some kind of holder and put it right next to the DD65. I'll take a picture of it. I'll hold it next to it, sort of give you an idea of what it will eventually look like once I've got it next to my DD65. This is rather exciting. I'm really happy with this purchase. It was $100. And hopefully it'll make my drumming experience a little bit better with my little e-drum here, which I've always had problems with the snare trigger. All right. Thank you for listening. And I'll update all this as soon as I get it all hooked up and working. Thank you for listening.